A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Tzadiches, Yevamos 98. Pagination is 195. We'll start on the facing page, though, on the bottom of Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis, 97b, five lines up from the bottom, Toshema, we learnt. Our case over here is case of Gerus, conversion to Judaism, and we have a basic principle that when a person converts to Judaism, is kikotan shenola domi, it's as if he's born anew with a Jewish soul. And therefore, the relationships that he's had until that point are viewed as if he started anew and was born again. And therefore, as we'll see, if he had certain relationships beforehand, at least biblically, they are no longer recognized as forbidden relationships. Rabbinically, we're still going to impose in certain cases a violation. And one of the considerations is Shalo Yomru, so that people shouldn't say that he went from a Kedusha Chamura to a Kedusha Kala. Shouldn't look like the person became more lenient in the types of prohibitions, relationships, marrying his sister, marrying his sister-in-law, different types of cases that actually become eyebrow-raising when you realize that they actually might be permitted. So some of those types of cases are prohibited, either because they were prohibited before and we don't want it to look like everything became more lenient, or, as we'll see, so that there shouldn't be confusion between a sister that's born after the conversion and a sister that was the sister before the conversion, and we're going to have both of them being prohibited so that a person doesn't get confused. So let's see the case. And it really follows a basic pattern that the person's relationships are born anew at the time of the conversion. Tashma, we learned. Shnei achim tu'umim. You have two brothers who are twins. And the significance of them being twins is that we know for a fact that they have both the same mother, birth mother, and they also, we know, have the same father, the same man, fathered both of them. They're twins. They were born from the same act of intimacy. And even though we know very well that they are indeed brothers, but Gerim, now after birth, they are coming to convert. Lo choltzim v'lo miyavmim. If one of them dies after the conversion, dies without children, there's no chalitza, there's no yibum, there's no mitzvah, because they are not considered related, because they both did a conversion, and it's after the birth, and therefore they're viewed as independently coming to convert. They're not related, and you wouldn't even be in violation if one of the brothers would die with children or would divorce his wife, and therefore that woman would become available. It's theoretically his sister-in-law. It's his brother from both his father and his mother, biologically speaking. Nevertheless, halachically, they're not brothers. They both start anew with conversion, and the brother would be allowed to marry that woman. Next case. At the time that they were conceived, they were not Jewish. At the time they were born, they were Jewish. That means that their mother converted during the pregnancy. So the halacha over here is lo choltzin v'lo miyavmin. There's no chalitza, there's no yibum, because they're not considered brothers through the father, and Yibum Chalitza has to do with brothers through the father, and at the time that the father was with the mother, he wasn't Jewish, and therefore that's not going to be a relationship once they've converted. But since they are born as Jews, they are brothers through the mother, and therefore the sister-in-law would indeed be prohibited, because Eshesach, the wife of your brother, is regardless of whether it's a brother through the father or only a brother through the mother, it's still a violation. Finally, the most conventional case, Haisa horasan veleidasan bikdusha, if the conception and the birth was in holiness, meaning the parents had already converted before conception, harein ki Yisraelim l'chol divrayim, then the children born of that union are regular Jews, children of Gerim, but they're regular Jews, and they're related to each other in every way, father and mother. Let's move on to another similar piece of Gemara, same topic on today's daf. Counting up from the bottom of the page on Sadiches Amud Aleph, three lines, Tashema in the middle of a line. Tashema, we learnt, Gersha Haya Leidaso Bikedusha Vehoraso Shalo Bikedusha. If you have a convert whose birth was in holiness, but his conception was not in holiness, that's the case that we mentioned before, that the woman converted during pregnancy. Yeshlo She'er Ha'aim. So that child that's produced is related through the mother to the relatives that would be relevant. Ve'ein lo she'er ha'av, but he does not have relatives of the father, because again, at the time of conception, the family was not yet Jewish, and therefore when they convert, they're starting anew. Ketzad, how does this play itself out? Nosa achoso min ha'aim. If he marries a sister through his mother, Yotzi, he would have to divorce her. Minoav Yikayim. But if it's a sister through the father, he's allowed to keep her. He's allowed to continue being married to her. Now, this is not merely talking about a sister through the mother that was born after the conversion, because that's elementary, that's straightforward, because that sister is a straightforward sister. If the mother converted before the birth of this man and then has a girl, that man and the later born young lady are clearly brother and sister through the mother, because all of this happened after the conversion. Rashi points out, what we're talking about over here is that the mother gave birth to a girl before the conversion, so that halachically, according to true biblical standards, they're not related. The boy that's born now after the conversion is not related to the girl that the mother gave birth to before the conversion. Nevertheless, Yotzi, he would be obligated to divorce her if he proceeded with such a marriage, because it's confusing. Because when it comes to a mother, he will indeed have sisters that he's forbidden to. And therefore, even if there's a sister over here, biologically speaking, but he's not forbidden to her because that girl was born before the conversion and he's being born afterwards and there's no relationship halachically, nevertheless, a sister through the mother is going to be forbidden to him, at least on a rabbinic level, so that they don't get confused. Whereas, if conception was before the conversion, then it's impossible for him to have a sister through the father, because he's not even related to his father once the conversion takes place. And therefore, that relationship is not one that concerns us, because it's impossible for him to have a sister through the father. So whether the father converts and has a daughter, that daughter is also permitted to him. And therefore, what's the difference before the conversion, after the conversion? Anything through the father is going to end up being yikayim, is not going to be a concern. In practical halacha, these are quite involved halachas. And if a person is contemplating post-conversion to marry somebody who's somewhat related, at least biologically, a shaila should be asked to clarify how the practical halacha would apply in that particular case. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.